Hello everyone, welcome to the third episode of You and I, a Love Story. In the previous episode, we have seen how Jesse and Anto meet together and how they become friends through their mutual friends. Everywhere, it can be in life we have love, workplaces, anywhere. There will be a positive and negative, good and bad. Without good and bad, world will not and would not exist. This is what I think. So everywhere we have good and bad. Here comes the twist, the first twist of the story. So Jesse and Anto slowly they start to become friends. Initially we become friends, then we may move on to the further relationships by, you know, confronting to each other. So they become good damn friends that Anto forgets Leo and Jesse forgets Jennifer. So this goes on. They start to have many similar likings. Anto, though he was a very good and a smart, intelligent student boy in the class, he had passion towards music, playing guitar and keyboard. He was also well versed in it. He has done many songs, he has done many things, and he was content and happy with his music passion also. Everywhere we might would have faced some checkpoints in our life by our parents. The main question what our parents throw to us is, music doesn't, like, your passion or your interest or your hobby, it won't make you to grow up well and earn and give you money. So you have to study. Even though Anto was studying, but he had more passion towards his music after he started to go to college. And he continued. As the parents said, he studied, and according to what was his interest and his passion, he did it. And he was very successful. So, you know, again here, Jesse, she also loved music, but she loved to listen to music. So, as Anto, he was there. So he started to share things like, "Oh, I'm a guitarist. I'm a keyboardist. I sing songs." And he was a writer also. Like, you know, he had a group of friends, so he can collaborate and write songs also. So she was extremely happy that she got a friend who composes music. And yeah, and Anto's music was top good. It was so perfect that everybody loved his music, but he was not too well to know B person. He was a very good musician. So he was doing many singles, and she started to listen to his singles. Still here, Anto and Jesse were in a good relationship called friendship. They did not cross limits. They started to spend time together. Mainly, like, you know, when you become best friends, then you become the thick friends and thickest friends, you know, you become so close, like each and everything, every personal is known by each other. They feel so happy. And Jesse was she felt she was lucky to have Anto as a friend. And Anto also was very happy that he started to make many more friends. Now Jesse is also his friend, and they started to spend time together, do things together, workouts, helping each other in their studies, in their academics, everything, you know, mutually. Became so very close. And here, the students of both sides, you know, obviously you won't be the only student in the class, other students also were there in the class. So here in Jesse's side, she was studying in a co-education college, and here in Anto's side, he was studying in a boys' college. So here comes the problem. Always there'll be a clash between the co-education and single education institutions. So when Jesse was followed by a boy in her own college, but Jesse did not like his attitude, characters, because we don't choose a person by the external features. Inner beauty lies, you know, inner beauty. It's very important in how you are, how caring you are, how, you know, how you look after people, everything. That's very, very important for a person. And especially girls are very choosy that they need a person who is according to their heart, what they feel. They want a right person. Each and everyone, not only girls, boys, everybody are very choosy in this aspect, because we don't know, love can turn into marriage, it can go to the next levels. So she was very choosy that this is a person who enters in her life should be caring. It should be not only for her caring, but for her family, you know, mother, father, everything, caring, to be loved, pure, real love. She wanted real love. She didn't want any fakeness. Everybody will expect that, but she was a different girl, a very shy girl. She couldn't express anything, but this was running in her mind. And this guy in her class was very, very, he was such a loafer. He does not too bad things, but he gets into fights, involves into poke nose into every issue in the college, gets bad name from every professors around there. So she was not towards him, but this fellow was rounding behind her, and he had a very good love, but the external things what he does made Jesse uncomfortable. This is what she felt, and she was very uncomfortable. So when this guy saw Anto, like, you know, they become very close, he got very furious. Like, how can another person or another guy take up my fiance, like so-called fiance, not the real one, because she did not accept that guy. Jesse did not accept that guy. So here becomes a problem. So one day when, you know, both the sides, when the college gets over, they go back home together. Anto has a bike, and Jesse, she used to go by bus and come by bus, go home by bus, but now she started to go with Anto. They were very close, and on the way when they were going, the guy in Jesse's college had a car, so he tried to create an accident. And you know, when you want to create an accident, automatically, you know, you'll fall down, you get some injuries. And right enough, like, he dropped Jesse down, and Anto was going, and the car hit him, and he had a very bad bruises on his hands, legs, and the nice time, like, he had his helmet on, he was totally on safety, so nothing didn't happen too big. So he had bruises over his hands, and when Jesse saw it, she was, like, you know, astounded, like, what happened? Because, like, you know, few meters away from her house, and she was very, very, she got so, she couldn't express her feelings, like, what happened? Like, she couldn't do anything. She was, like, mesmerized, standing in one place. Then afterwards, her parents pulled her inside, because the parents didn't want her to get involved in any police cases, and everything happens. So the public people takes Anto, put him on a stretcher, and goes to the hospital. And what happens next? Listen it on episode number 4.